Now, when the government was formed just over 2 years ago, it committed to ending the direct provision asylum system by the end of 2024. But in recent days, the Department of Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth, which is responsible for the scheme, has confirmed that that deadline is now under review, with the number of people fleeing Ukraine given as one of the reasons for the decision. Separately, the department also confirmed today that the remaining 1,200 Ukrainian refugees who've been placed in student accommodation in Ireland have been told they'll have to vacate those facilities by mid-September. John Lannan is chief executive of the refugee group Thuras and a member of the Coalition to End Direct Provision. He joins us now from our Limerick studio. Very good afternoon to you, John Lannan. Thank you very much for coming to talk to us today.
Good afternoon.
Perhaps before we talk about this review, you might remind our listeners of the direct provision system, how it operates, what sort of conditions people are living in under direct provision.
So direct provision was set up as a temporary measure to accommodate increasing numbers of asylum seekers that were arriving in Ireland back in 2000. And we still have it in operation 22 years later with centres scattered around the country, many of them in remote towns and locations. People often have to spend years in these centres waiting for a decision on their application for international protection. Many of the centres are run for profit and they don't cater for the particular needs of people who have fled from war and persecution and are living with the traumatic effects. Add to that the fact that not everybody in direct provision has a right to work, access to education is very limited, and for children who spend years in direct provision with no place to play, poor food accommodations, etc., it's particularly damaging. Lots of bodies, including UN agencies, the Ombudsman for Children, the government themselves have acknowledged that the system is not human rights compliant, is not fit for purpose.
And despite pledges over the years to wind the system down, there are still several thousand people, is that right, who are in direct provision?
There are. So this time last year, the government was accommodating 7,000 international protection applicants in direct provision. Since then, as we know, the numbers of people being accommodated by the Department of Children has increased dramatically. They're now accommodating over 42,000 people. 31,000 of those are Ukrainian, but that means that there are now 11,000 people in direct provision.
So what of this confirmation now from the department that the timescale, the deadline for ending direct provision by the end of 2024 is under review? It may not happen.
It's not surprising that there's a delay. We and other organisations have said that it was now becoming unrealistic to end direct provision by the end of 2024, given the number of people who have arrived from Ukraine, plus an increasing number of asylum seekers arriving in the country. But having said that, the need to end direct provision has not gone away. It's been shown to have a detrimental effect on people and children in particular. So we now need to see a realistic revised plan for ending it, and that plan needs to take account of new circumstances. I mean, Doris, we've got ongoing concerns about the welfare of people in direct provision and about the standards in many of the accommodation centres that are in operation right now.
But in terms of this deadline, you're accepting, if I understand you correctly, that it's not realistic now to wind the scheme up by the end of 2024, but you do want to see a new deadline.
Absolutely, yes. Except that the deadline for the end of 2024 is not realistic, but government have made a commitment to ending direct provision. They do need to continue to honour that commitment and to put in place a revised plan, which the Minister has acknowledged they're doing. He said a revised implementation plan is under preparation and will be considered by the Programme Board in September.
And just on this separate confirmation today that I think the figure is 1,200 Ukrainian refugees who are in student accommodation at the moment, they're going to be told that they'll have to vacate that by mid-September as the students return. What do you see in terms of preparation to find alternative places for those individuals and families to stay?
Indeed, the situation with regard to accommodation, for immediate accommodation for people arriving from Ukraine, seems to be getting worse rather than improving. As you say, the student accommodation contracts are set to expire, and then we've other short-term options like tented accommodation coming into operation, and they're going to be unsuitable as autumn and winter comes along. So we do need every option to be explored: vacant properties, host families providing rooms, modular units, incentivising use of holiday homes after summer. We certainly don't underestimate the challenge that's faced by the Department of Children, but we know that there is a mismatch between the number of arrivals and ongoing arrivals from Ukraine and the current proposed accommodation provision that the Department of Housing is given. You know, we've got a challenge that needs to be addressed, and as part of the Ukraine Civil Society Forum, Doris and other organisations have called for the mandating of the housing agency to develop a medium plan for term plan for hosting refugees.
John Lannan, Chief Executive of Doris, thank you very much for that.